Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of January 2020. Supreme Court has held that a violation of law by itself, without anything more, cannot lead to a finding of contributory negligence while considering claim petitions filed in motor accident cases. Supreme Court has reiterated that without an independent and reliable corroboration, the opinion of the handwriting experts cannot be relied upon to base a conviction. The court stated that the evidence of handwriting experts is only a corroborative piece of evidence to corroborate the evidence of other prosecution witnesses. Supreme Court has issued notice on a petition filed by the Calcutta High Court challenging its own judgment that allowed in part the challenge to its own guidelines for designation of advocates as senior. Bombay High Court has allowed a public interest litigation seeking auction of all Housing Development and Infrastructure Limited assets, either mortgaged with the bank or attached by the Economic Offences Wing, Mumbai. Madhya Pradesh High Court has denied the bail application filed by Goods and Service Tax evader in connection with the crime which was registered with the Commissioner of Central Goods and Service Tax, Jabalpur for the offences punishable under Clause D of Subsection 1 of Section 132 of Central Goods and Service Tax Act, 2017 and Sections 471 and 120B of the Indian Penal Code. 1860. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai has held that the company providing cleaning services through manpower engaged by it were under the administrative and supervisory control of the company and cannot be treated as manpower recruitment or supply of services. Supreme Court has allowed Vedant Limited to bid for alumina tenders by National Aluminium Company Limited. NALCO, the court said that Vedant Limited's foreign units can bid for NALCO's alumina tenders meant for exports. Delhi High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation seeking reopening of the Kalindi Kunj Shaheen Bagh stretch which is currently closed due to the ongoing Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 protests. Delhi High Court has ordered that the phones of members of two WhatsApp groups linked to the violence at Jawaharlal Nehru University should be seized at the earliest by the police. Delhi High Court has asked Facebook for its stand in the appeal against Baba Ramdev, challenging the global injunction order passed by the single bench of Delhi High Court. Bombay High Court has asked the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to respond by the 20th of January to the broadcaster's petition challenging its amended new tariff order. Madras High Court has held that the replacement of the machineries as a whole cannot be held to be current repairs or allowable revenue expenditure. Gujarat High Court has held that the probability or improbability of realization has to be considered in a realistic manner and there is no real accrual of income to the assessee in respect of the disputed enhanced charges for supply of electricity. Gujarat High Court has upheld the order by the Income Tax Appellate Tribunal that Baroda Cricket Association engaging in international matches does not amount to commercial activity. The court has allowed the benefits of exemptions under Sections 11 and 12 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Allahabad High Court has sought replies from the centre and the Uttar Pradesh state governments in a public interest litigation seeking the implementation of the Supreme Court's directions to regulate sale and distribution of acid in the country. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the state government on a public interest litigation seeking a judicial inquiry by a sitting retired judge of the High Court into the incident of violence and excessive use of force by the police, leading to the killing of two civilians and injuring seven others, at Mangalore during an Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 protest. Madras High Court has observed that the cartel of doctors, pharma companies and diagnostic laboratories are fleecing the patients by overpricing the drugs over and above the maximum scale price fixed by the government. The court further observed that as a consequence the patients are compelled to pay more unnecessarily. Patna High Court has asked the director of the Judicial Academy at Patna to train judicial officers in matters of custody and remand applications. Delhi Court has asked the Delhi Police to back its claim against the Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad that he indulged in violence during Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 protests. The court observed that the right to protest is a constitutional right. Reserve Bank of India has lifted a restriction that was imposed on the Catholic Syrian Bank for opening new branches, given the delayed initial public offering, with effect from the 10th of January. Securities and Exchange Board of India has banned Nishat Shailesh Gupte, a former official of Diageo PLC, from the capital markets for 7 years for indulging in insider trading in United Spirits. The board has directed Poonam Haresh Jashnani, Haresh Parmanand Jashnani and Varun Haresh Jashnani to disgorge unlawful gains totaling over 1 crore rupee made by them, along with interest, in the insider trading case. Securities Appellate Tribunal has upheld the order of Securities and Exchange Board of India levying a fine of 2,423 crores rupees on 4 directors of PACL Limited for illegal fund mobilization through various schemes from the public. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal Hyderabad has held that the importing of multifunctional digital copies is not prohibited and therefore cannot be confiscated or penalized under clause D of Section 111 of the Customs Act, 1962. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai has ruled that the clearance is made by the appellant without payment of duty to Special Economic Zones developers are considered as export and would not require reversing 10% of the value of such clearances to Special Economic Zones developers. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Chennai has ruled that the Chartered Accountant's certificate that categorically certifies that the tax burden has not been passed on to another can be considered as evidence to establish a fact.